Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning, July 28th. I'm Tyrone Johnson. This time, delaying Social Security benefits and fraud-proofing your home. Half of workers aged 55 and older have less than $50,000 in savings.
Some of these folks may have traditional defined benefit pension plans, which means they're actually in pretty good shape, but most don't have those pension plans. That means that basically their retirement is going to be built on a small amount of savings, their Social Security benefit, and maybe using some of their home equity.
That was Sunday Journal columnist Jonathan Clements. If you have not saved enough for retirement, the number one thing you should do is delay taking Social Security until the max age of 70.
Most people actually claim Social Security benefits as soon as they're eligible at age 62. But if you delay to age 70, you can get a benefit that's 75 or 76% larger, and that excludes any increases for inflation.
If you don't have much saved for retirement, find a way to keep working.
Even if it's at a job that you're overqualified for, even if it's a job that paid less than the job you've had for most of your career, you should do everything possible to delay claiming Social Security.
Summer is here. There will be a barbecue. Sand will find its way into the strangest places. Your family, extended family, kids' friends, friends of friends, and even complete strangers will sail in and out of your home. Adam Levin of Credit.com says it's okay, though, because you fraud-proofed your house, right?
Identity theft is a truly democratic crime. Anyone can do it. Anyone can become a victim. And sadly, it's almost inevitable that everyone will be a victim. That said, there are ways to delay your day of reckoning, and fraud-proofing your house is one of them. First, way too many people leave utility bills along with bank and brokerage statements, credit card bills, tax documents, medical explanation of benefits reports, and insurance notices sitting on kitchen counters and desks or in unlocked drawers or file cabinets, and that's a bad idea. The question you need to ask yourself is, once a thief is in your house, what can they grab? Whether you use a safe or a safe deposit box, or scan them into a password-protected encrypted thumb drive, you need to secure anything and everything containing your personal information so that it can't be used against you. Shred documents that you don't need, and while you're at it, take a minute to call your insurance agent. Ask if your policies protect you in the event of an identity theft. Finally, you must adopt a culture of monitoring. Review your bank and credit accounts on a daily basis. Check your credit reports for free at least once a year at annualcreditreport.com. Come to sites like credit.com for a free overview of your credit, as well as two free scores which are updated monthly. And sign up for free transactional monitoring programs offered by financial institutions and credit card issuers that notify you whenever there's activity in any of your accounts. Do all of this, and you stand a chance. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Tyrone Johnson at the Wall Street Journal.